Paul, you've got to be feeling like your pockets have been picked after that one, all that pressure, and they nick it right at the end.
Yeah, don't take your chances, that's what happens. Thought, started off the half, first half poorly. Got a bit better, got to half time. Second half, we started a bit more impetus. Should have scored 4 or 5. What should have and does score. Don't win your games, they've kept in the game. Scrappy goal. Could have been stopped 3 times. And they've won the game. We go again Tuesday with 1 point in front of them. See where we go Tuesday, because they've got to win the 2 games. We've got to win our 2 games. So see where it goes.
What happened with their goal? Because I saw you and Liam Brownhill sort of look at each other as it went into the net.
Well, it's come from a long free kick. Minnie's misread it. It's bounced outside. Liam's then tried to head it back to me. Sold it short. And he's nipped in and scored the goal. Listen, I can't call him. Listen, since Liam Brownhill's come to this football club, it's been a fresh breath of fresh air. It's been brilliant. Thought Tuesday night, by far the best player on the pitch. No one's going to knock people for making mistakes. But end of the day, it should have been irrelevant for how many efforts and how many goals we should have scored at the other end. It should have been a parting shot.
Yeah, you should have been about 5 up by that point, really.
Well, I counted at least 8, but yeah. You don't take chances, that's what happens, and you can't make excuses. We've not scored, they've scored, and they've took the 3 points.
As you say, 2 games left. It's Hales Owen on Tuesday, Sutton Coldfield on next Saturday. Both clubs slap bang in the middle of the table.
Don't matter where they are, all the pressure's on us. Just ask for characters in the dressing room. I don't know any characters they are, so we'll find out in the next 2 games. Hopefully, we'll come out fighting. If not, then we'll see where we go. Obviously, finishing outside the playoffs and see where we go from there.
Well, as you say, you've got to make the most of those 2 games. 2 wins and you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, 2 wins. We'd have took that. Listen, with a pedigree of this league, I think we're on 77 points still. I think the last few seasons we finished on an 83, so we can finish similar to that this year. I think the standard of the teams that we're playing around us and the wages that they're playing, I think it's a credit to the lads in there. But it'd be a kick up the backside if we don't make them playoffs now after all the hard work that's gone on before.
If you got into the playoffs with clubs like Salford, do you think you could finally go through them this year?
Well, the last few years it's a funny one, Pat, because when we play teams like FC United, Charlie, Salford, all the teams that have had the money and the backing in this league, then we've always thrived. This year we've not beat any team here, which we've just pointed out. We've gone away and got a few draws off them, so we might be a surprise package, but we'll have to stand up and score goals and be a unit as one if we do play in them teams, because they're very, very good teams.
Just to go back to today's game, we're working to what you expected. I mean, they had a big physical presence.
To be fair, they looked like they won the World Cup. I think they thought they'd make the playoffs.
They are celebrated unbelievably,
yeah,
in there.
Listen, let them do that. But no, listen, we know we got beat down there. We owed them to do something here. Not being funny, we had chances down there to win the game. But I thought it's obviously the result doesn't reflect the pattern of the game. But it doesn't say that in the result sheet tomorrow morning, does it?
No, thanks.